Well, what a great day we have. Good Thursday morning to you. Welcome to Voices of Montana. All right, I'm going to state the obvious, and don't criticize me for this, but Montana's growing, we're changing, and we kind of fight change a little bit, but in the context of that growth and change, I kind of want to know who's in charge. That's just me. Like, who's setting our priorities and strategies for Montana's economic development? Who is that? Okay, maybe it's not one person, which that would make sense. It wouldn't just be one person, but maybe the better question is, who's influencing our growth and our economic development? And then what's our plan? Well, today we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about with two key players who are shaping our economic future and our quality of life future, both of those things, because we want to know what's the vision, what's the plan. And today we're going to be talking with Allison Corbin with the Montana Economic Developers Association and Spencer Buck with the Montana Ambassadors. And they've got all the answers to our question, who's shaping the direction for Montana's future? Today, okay, I have a confession. I can't help myself. I have a little bit of a control problem. I hear there's laughter in the background, but I want to know who's driving the truck and where we're headed. I mean, we're all kind of wired that way, right? So in the context of our economic future, that's important. Who's driving the truck? Where are we headed? Someone's got to have that plan, right? Because we see it working, right? There's new investment across Montana, Great Falls, big manufacturing company, healthcare spending $1 billion in Billings, building a brand new state-of-the-art hospital. And you see public investment happening in Helena and things going on in Bozeman, obviously. But we, in the context of that, we also hear, though, kind of competing visions around the quality of life and what our communities, what we want our communities to look like. And we see pressure points, obviously. We've been talking about those pressure points for years now. Housing and resource limitations, and those voices around resources limitations are getting louder and louder in the context of data centers. Well, we've got to ask ourselves, where are we headed? What's the strategy? What's the plan? And we're going to figure that out today, because I've got two great people who can help us iron that out. And they may be even helpful with my control problem, I think. So we've got Spencer Buck, the executive director for the Montana Ambassadors, and Allison Corbin, executive director for the Montana Economic Developers Association and board president for the Montana Ambassadors. Spencer, Allison, welcome to Voices of Montana.
Thanks for having us. We're excited. I'm excited to be here. That's a tall order, Steve, that you just lined out.
Well, you guys got your work. Spencer, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah. Thank you for having me.
Okay. Well, I'll lighten it up a little bit, a little bit for you maybe,
yeah.
But let me just say, what the heck have you guys been up to?
Oh my gosh. I just love that you're like, can you give us the roadmap for the future of Montana? I'm sure you've got that in your back pocket.
Thursday morning.
All right.
Yeah, that's what we're going to do.
What have we been up to, right? Is that what you asked?
Yeah. Well, let's start with this. How's your summer going?
How's the summer going? You know, the summer is going really well. I think that it's going to be an exciting fall, because we always reconvene with Meta in the fall. And so it's going to be a fun get together for that.
We'll talk about that. Both of you have annual meetings coming
up. Yes, we do.
We want to know about those.
Yeah. But man, it's been a beautiful Montana summer, and I can't complain.
Spencer, how about you? How's your summer going?
You know, it's great. Equally good Montana summer. Have been outside a lot, slept under the stars a lot. So, it's been a good one. And yes, I would agree with Allison. The fall is, you know, coming back to normal, I would say, just from a regiment perspective.
Yeah.
And I think everyone's excited to kind of get back to normal a bit. And we got some exciting things happening.
Well, I really do appreciate you guys carving out some time and joining us on Voices of Montana. Now, I understand MEDA, Montana Economic Developers Association, and I have a decent understanding of the Montana Ambassadors, but I don't know that our listeners understand that. So let's start with this. Spencer, we'll start with you. Give us a little bit of your background and then talk to us about how you came to be the executive director for the Ambassadors. And then we'll have Allison do the same thing so that everybody has kind of a base of understanding. And then we'll transition into what is the Montana Ambassadors? What is MITA? So, Spencer, let's start with your story and then we'll go from there.
So just full transparency, I'm a Montana transplant, but I've been here over half my life. So I don't know what that makes me. Regardless, I started
It's a hybrid, kind of half a Montanan.
That's fair. I came here in 1995 to attend school at MSU Bozeman. Moved away for 5 years upon graduation and then had the itch to get back. My wife is a native, so we wanted to be closer to her family. But my career started really in business development in tech and sort of has parlayed from there. I became a Montana ambassador in 2023, and at one of their convenings, it was brought up to me that there was an opportunity, to, you know, be the executive director and sort of take the organization, and kind of move it forward and scale. You know, the organization itself is 40 years old, or just over 40 years old, started by a group based in Seattle, actually. And from there, it has really been, you know, an arm of economic development for the state under a number of different governors, but also a group of people that obviously show a great deal of civic pride, but also looking to propel things from both out of state, we have 4 chapters, and in state, which we have 7 chapters. So it's a unique opportunity for us to be involved in a number of different conversations. You know, I am at the middle of it with, you know, the ability to listen to these disparate commerce stories, which is fascinating. We're at a moment in time in Montana that there's tons of entrepreneurs and the entrepreneurial spirit is high, but also top of mind from a workforce development perspective. You know, things like data centers are coming here, and really seeing this state flourish and grow is part of, you know, again, sort of the excitement I get to deal with on a day-to-day basis.
Spencer, thank you. And we're going to touch on a little bit of what you shared. I thank you for that overview. I actually have a similar story. I came to Montana in 1978 to go to Montana Tech and then met my wife in Montana. And then you have no choice after that. You become a Montana by marriage because your wife doesn't want to live anywhere
else. I guess we all got hooked. We did. Everyone on this call.
Yes, we did. We all got landed. So Allison, let's a little bit of your background, how you became, what your role is with MITA, a little bit of that story. And then we're going to dive into what your organizations do.
Yeah. All right. So I got the pleasure of working at Big Sky Economic Development for 11 years. So right out of college, I went to Rocky Mountain College. So go Bears. And I came out of college and I really wanted to be in economic development. I wanted to help communities revitalize and thrive. And so I got to spend 11 years working in Yellowstone County, trying to attract businesses here, recruit businesses here, support expanding businesses, get involved in some interesting community development efforts. And so when I looked for my next in life, a big part of that was wanting to help economic development on a larger scale. And so the firm that I'm with, we were lucky enough to take on Montana Economic Developers Association. So now I don't do the economic developing. I just make sure that things are really, you know, the base is there for our economic developers to thrive. And that's a really exciting role. We get to help on the advocacy side and education side with our conferences and get to be around all the awesome people, boots on the ground, shaping and pushing forward their communities throughout the state of Montana.
Really what Allison is saying is she got tired of working for Steve, found greener pastures. You're doing a great job.
No, Steve.
So you both have this statewide context.
Yep.
And Spencer, Allison, you both heard me opine about the who's in charge thing.
Yeah.
But I think that's an important thing to think about, who has the big picture in mind. So what role does the ambassadors play in the economic growth of Montana? And then I want you to talk, Allison, about MITA. What role do they play? So So Spencer, give me a sense of, all right, what do the ambassadors do that help set the stage for Montana's economic growth?
Yeah, I think, you know, we do a couple of things. There's a certain criteria that to become a Montana ambassador, we, you know, tend to work with people that are pretty well through into their careers. And so at that moment, you know, and at least when we think about just this collective group, there's a sense of pride. Again, I use that word often, but I think from, you know, people that are well into their career, they tend to want to give back more. And I think this sense of really sort of service first is a core tenet to what the Montana Ambassador's mission is. Economic development obviously is at the top of that. And whether that's being, you know, a group with a connected social capital that can, you know, make certain phone calls behind the scenes to make stuff happen, or really getting involved from a project perspective. I think we're all very much, you know, into doing those types of things. We also have a ton of programming around, you know, top of mind issues, like I had mentioned earlier, with, you know, different funding sources or what's happening at the legislative level. I always joke, you know, we work pretty closely with the Department of Commerce, even though we're a nonpartisan organization. I tend to say we always have a courtside seat to what's happening. So yeah, we're very fortunate in that sense to have that view and have that lens and be in that particular place.
The way I always viewed the ambassadors kind of from a little bit of a distance was connecting people to Montana business and vice versa, connecting business to people, that connection piece, kind of the fiber. We know people are really what drive who we are as a state, and that's what drives business in Montana. And I always thought ambassadors was the connector for that, the ligament to make that happen. Allison,
yes, and as we
go ahead.
No, I was just going to say the one thing I always jokingly use is, you know, when you walk into a room and you tend to bump into someone from Montana, the degree of separation is typically about 2.
Yeah.
So, or less.
Allison, how about MITA? I obviously I was on the board of MITA. I got some heritage there, I think, a little bit with MITA.
More than a little bit, but yeah.
And I so I know that, but talk to us about MITA, because it's this collection of economic developers across the state, all working hard in their local communities. Talk to us about the work they do, but also that what kind of statewide perspective MITA has.
Yeah. So we have the honor of serving economic development organizations, and that's our primary goal is supporting their work. And so there is an economic development organization covering every inch of the state of Montana. And their purpose really is to help support businesses in their local communities succeed. And that looks a little bit different depending on which organization you're talking about, whether it's capital that's filling a gap because a business isn't quite bankable or needs support there. It's business counseling. It's access to grant funds. It's brownfields revitalization efforts in their downtowns. It looks a little bit different in every community of the state of Montana because every community needs a little bit something different. But these organizations really are there to help drive economic growth in the state. And so I get the honor of, you know, bringing them together as MITA. So they're all our membership base, and then making sure that there aren't barriers. So making their life a little easier, be it through making sure funding's secure for them from a legislative standpoint or bringing in the resources and education that they need and advocating for them and their ability to continue doing their work. And so it's a neat group. And then collectively, we turn to the legislature and outwardly as MITA and just talk about, A, the impact that these organizations have and how important economic development is in communities between a couple hundred people and 100,000 people, right? And then we also provide that education piece to make sure that they're getting all of the cutting edge things that are happening for pushing the community and economy forward.
So we're going to take a quick break here, but I want to talk more specifically about the impact your organizations make and why it should matter to Montanans. People listening today, having coffee, going, what does this matter to me? I also want to talk a little bit about the political context of all of the work that you do. Well, welcome back to Voices of Montana. I am your guest host, Steve Arviscount. honor to be with you today. Thanks for giving me some of your time. I am joined by Spencer Buck, the executive director for the Montana Ambassadors, and Allison Corbin, who wears many hats, including the executive director for MEDA and also the president for the Montana Ambassadors. Allison, how long have you been associated with the Ambassadors?
I was trying to think about that. I think it's been at least like, it might be close to 10 years. I can't remember exactly. I know that Bullock is who said I could join. Yeah. But I was way back when I was at Big Sky, so I don't know.
And the other governors that said...
Gianforte let me stay, I guess. No, I'm just kidding.
Hey, we were talking about kind of the work of MEDA, Montana Economic Developers Association, and the Montana Ambassadors, and how you are a part of influencing the state, where we go economically, how we build communities, and that's really vital, important work. I want you to talk about those kind of on-the-ground impacts that any of our listeners might relate to. So what is something on the ground that your organizations have been a part of that people go, that matters to me? Allison, we'll start with you.
All right. Well, on the ground is really our membership is making that impact. So they are the ones, like, you could point to projects throughout the state of Montana, you know, Wolf Point Mercantile. You could talk about the courthouse in Petroleum County. There's all these amazing projects that our membership have taken care of and done. And in part, it's because of the programs that are available to them at the state. And so really what MEDA comes in and does, and what I can point to, is that we are constantly working on ensuring that those resources stay in place. So if you've ever visited a small business development center, or you have used like economic development, who's making those impacts, we are making sure that those things are staying in place and that it's available resources to those organizations. When you think about I'm trying to think of other projects where really I could point to you, but it's really about supporting the people doing the projects. And so it's we're in kind of a little bit higher, like different role in our work. But I could point to a lot of different projects throughout different communities, and we have a lot of those on our website too.
So how would someone get to your website?
It's MEDA, MEDA members, .org. And we have amazing video stories of impacts throughout communities of all sizes, be it a childcare in Bozeman, a housing project in Baker, a veterinarian in the Lewistown area. So there's industries that our membership touches throughout the state, and it's really it's all industries, it's all downtowns, all those things. So
Spencer, how about you? What is something you can point to and go, hey, look, this the Ambassadors had a role here. We participated. We made these connections. What would that be for the Ambassadors?
So I think I touched on it a little bit earlier. You know, we have the four chapters outside of the state, Seattle being our biggest, and then our seven chapters within the state. And so I look at both of those from an interstate perspective is really that sort of promotional piece. And then more on the out of state is more of that attraction piece. So our program is kind of built around that. For instance, we did an event back in June that showcased what's happening from bringing a business like a Janicki to Montana and sort of what those different pieces are. We had D.A. Davidson come and speak on some of those items, whereas some of the in-state opportunities that we're looking at and some of the what we call trailblazer events is really showcasing Montana business. So we were at Zoo Montana a few months ago. We did an event at Story House in Missoula. And I really feel like it's that, you know, again, our number, the social capital that we bring really helps kind of promote and attract. So those are just a couple of examples. You know, a lot of the times we're again, sort of behind the scenes making phone calls and using our network in disparate ways. So it's hard to sometimes quantify those types of things, but at least from a programming perspective, that's at least the type of things that we're doing.
So how do these organizations, the Ambassadors, MEDA, stay above the political fray? And there's plenty of that out there, because at the end of the day, you do have to be showing results. You have to be demonstrating impact on communities that is a positive impact. And you have to work within that political context. I mean, you have to work with state, federal agencies, and it almost doesn't matter who's running them. You gotta have that. So how do you stay above the fray, Allison?
Yeah. So MEDA is 33 years old. And so we've been a lot around for a long time, and we've seen a lot of different governors. We've seen a lot of, you know, politics happen. And at the core of it is our purpose is really clear. And that's to help the economy, the people that are doing economic development, the state succeed. And at the end of the day, that's, is our economy healthy? Is it growing? Are we addressing the challenges that Montana is facing at the time? And so I think we stay above the fray in that, you know, like right now, housing isn't political. Or it shouldn't be, right? If there's a shortage of housing in a community, then let's get to work on solutions and resources that can help solve that. So I guess it's our focus that really keeps us in that nonpartisan lane of just what are the problems the community is having? What problems are the business community struggling with? Is it workforce? Is it housing? Is it childcare? Is it infrastructure? And then how are we going to work on finding the resources and solutions to make sure that communities can keep moving forward economically? And in my opinion, and I think from a media perspective, that's not political. That's growing an economy.
Spencer, how about you? We just have a few more minutes before our next break, but ambassadors are appointed by the governor. So naturally there's a political nexus, not good or bad, but so how do you move through that work effectively in that realm?
Yeah, no, it's akin to what I think Nita also represents is this nonpartisan lane that we stay in. Whilst, you know, again, seeing what these directives are coming from the top, from the governor's level, and really kind of imparting some of that into what our mission is around. Because at the end of the day, like to Allison's point, you know, workforce and childcare and the just, you know, different things that are happening in the state are truly nonpartisan. So it shouldn't make a difference, but we want to make sure we're aligned with, you know, the different directives that are coming from the Department of Commerce and the governor's office in order to really flourish and really be that support system that can help these organizations, you know, follow the path that they've created and, you know, again, be a part of those conversations. We are not on the policy side, which is totally fine. But again, we have enough of a network that can really help drive some of these conversations and initiatives that I think is truly a great support piece for these organizations.
Well, we're going to take a break in about 30 seconds. So I want to seed this in your thought. Who's taking a comprehensive look at the economic growth of our? So you have MITA, you have the ambassadors, you have the Montana Chamber, Infrastructure Coalition, you have key communities, you have political leadership, Governor's Office of Economic Development, Department of Commerce, Department of Labor, all of that. Who's got the big picture in mind? How are all these things working? And where, in the end of the day, will we land in the place that we want to be? Because that's a lot of kind of key players that are in the mix. And none of them have strong opinions about what things should look like. Yes, they do. and they have different approaches. And so someone's going to have to orchestrate things. Maybe it isn't a someone, as my opening said. Maybe it's a group that does that. But who has that comprehensive perspective on where we're heading as a state? Are we on track to get there? What are we measuring in terms of our success for growth? For our economics, for community development. What does that all look like? Well, hello, everybody. This is Steve Arviscow, and Tom is so gracious to let me step in for him when he has a little extracurricular stuff that he wants to do. So welcome, everybody, to Voices of Montana. We are joined by Allison Corbin, Executive Director for the Montana Economic Developers Association, and Spencer Buck, Executive Director for the Montana Ambassadors. And we're having a lively conversation about all kinds of things, but mostly about economic and community development, kind of that who's in charge question that I asked at the beginning, and who's got that comprehensive look. And off mic, while you were in commercial break, we were talking about some life experiences, and this will be a good analogy maybe. My wife and I just had 3 hours a night in this adventure camp for kids, and we were assigned fifth grade boys. Yep.
Bless your heart.
Trying to entertain fifth grade boys for 3 hours and then throw like sugar in the middle of all that too.
Oh boy.
And it was an adventure for sure. And so
you got to make them run.
So
right?
I just have a feeling that the work that Mita does,
and you're going to get an analogy to fifth grade boys.
Yeah. And the work that the ambassadors do trying to pull all this economic development, community development work together feels like hurting fifth grade boys at times. There's just strong personalities and dynamic nature of what goes on. So in the middle of your work, how do we focus on the bigger picture? Who's got that big vision for where we're heading? And then what is the role of each organization in helping guide that bigger picture perspective? Because I think I know me and the listeners want to know, are we headed in the right direction economically? And how are we measuring success? And so how does Mita lean into that big picture, and then how do the ambassadors? Allison?
Yeah, absolutely. And I love the fifth grade boy analogy because sixth grade now, so I'm graduating to sixth grade with my son. So
I love those fifth grade boys, but they were out of control.
Yeah, all right. So really with Mita, how we have a very tight partnership with the Montana Department of Commerce. And so that collaboration is so critical for us because what we are doing is we're taking ground up. We're saying, hey, we're hearing these issues in our communities. Hey, we're having these challenges. And the Department of Commerce does a really great job of listening to those needs and then trying to adapt programs and opportunities to align with what the challenges are we're facing with boots on the ground throughout the state of Montana.
Okay.
And so when I think about like who's leading this, we have similar connection points with the Department of Labor and Tammy with SWIB board has been really great about, you know, listening and hearing and working with Mita on our peer workforce connect of like, what are the workforce challenges? So for us, it's really articulating the challenges and needs in our communities and making sure we're getting that heard and then coming together and being like, oh, you're having that problem. We're having that problem. Are you having that problem in your community too? Because we're from all parts of the state. So we can say, okay, if Kalispell, Havre, and Baker are all having this problem, you know, then, and Colstrip, then man, this is a state problem. And we can push up in our partnership with Commerce and with the Department of Labor and, you know, with the governor's policy, economic policy folks and just say, hey, let's sound the alarm. Like, this is a challenge. We need to find solutions. And often it often, unfortunately, comes down to resources and where are those resources allocated. And so that's how we are pushing up, is just boots on the ground, pushing up, saying, this is what the challenge is. How can we solve it?
Spencer, how do the ambassadors kind of guide that comprehensive big picture vision kind of look for the growth of Montana?
Yeah, no, I'll echo what Allison says about at least the Department of Commerce, because we again work in sidestep with them. But I think, you know, one of the approaches, at least from my view, is really collaborative with a number of different organizations, be it at the state level or beyond. I think, you know, high tides rise all boats. And so working with groups like the Montana High Tech Business Alliance and Headwaters Tech Hub, Montana World Affairs Council, Montana Trade Association, just all of these groups, because we're a small state, you know, it's, you know, important that we all collaborate. And I think, you know, again, pushing the envelope forward is going to have, you know, a greater sense when you bring all of these disparate people together. So, you know, I feel like, you know, part of the work that we're doing, even from a programming perspective, is really collaboration. And, you know, again, I think Todd O'Hare and his group at the Montana Chamber are doing a fantastic job of sort of leading and finding that North Star. But then also, you know, there's a number of different smaller organizations that are, you know, on that same path. So I feel very fortunate to work within a state that is, you know, less of a population, but a high degree of collaboration.
And I guess, quick question, do you think it's working? And part of what my mindset is, and I'm coming at this with some experience, but it's important to ask, is it working? Because we can look south of us, and Wyoming does the Wyoming Business Council approach, and it's kind of that one round table and strategy and vision and tools and resources kind of flow through that one. And in Montana, I view that we got a lot of players.
Yeah.
So, and what you said, Spencer, I think is true. We collaborate well, even though we come at times from different places, rural, urban, different parties, whatever. We collaborate well, And we arm wrestle a little bit, but we collaborate at the end of the day because we want to do what's right for Montana. How would you assess that? Yeah, hey, this is working. Our approach, our collaboration focus is getting us where we need to go. Is that a fair statement, or is there still work to be done?
Yeah. So I think, I mean, there's always, you know, more collaboration and, you know, getting together and aligning is, you could always do more. I could never say that, no, we've got this dialed, it's perfect. But I think what's, where we're at right now is that there is really good, at least in my mind, there's lanes and who's the tip of the spear on what thing. And I think that there's a lot of like, okay, you're the tip of the spear here. We're going to be the tip of the spear here as far as tackling and elevating these challenges within the state. I think where it always.
Give me an example of the tip, what a tip of the spear, like would the infrastructure coalition be a tip of the spear?
Yes. So like the infrastructure coalition would be a tip of the spear on, you know, they're looking at fuel tax and specific to infrastructure issues. MEDA, we care about infrastructure because infrastructure is the foundation of our communities, but we're going to be on the tip of the spear when it comes to economic development programming and how we're, you know, finding additional opportunities to advance industries and economic growth, right? So, and then you'd go to the, you know, the chamber at Montana State Chamber. They've done a great job of, you know, red tape reduction and how do you fix things so it's better for businesses, it's a better business climate. So, and ambassadors, you know, they don't have to do, isn't really advocacy side, but they are that connection point. So I think everyone has their tip of the spear moment and collaborates well. I think what is always hard is that there are so many things right now that need resources and need attention that it's hard to decide how to address that, right? Because like we don't want more money. Like we don't want to pay more on our you know, I shouldn't say this. Personally, I don't want to pay more on my property tax. Maybe some people want to pay more property tax, you know, whatever that is. But it's how do you find the resources to address the needs that we have? And there are gaps in so many places in infrastructure and housing and childcare needs. And it's like, you know, how do you come up with those solutions? And I think everyone agrees on the problems. It's just a question of do we agree on what solves them and how do we find the resources to solve those problems?
Well said. Spencer, is there an opportunity that you see in Montana's horizon economically that really excites you?
There's a handful, but I think the one that I think about just from a community perspective is what's going on in Great Falls right now. You know, I've had the pleasure of working with Greg Doyen, their city manager. You know, with this infusion of Janicki coming in, that's great. But let's think about all the downstream things that come from that.
Yeah.
And I know from a positioning perspective, they're really pushing the envelope to be really a major resource for aerospace. And to me, you know, when you think about all these different communities in the state and how they're sort of hedging themselves, you know, Bozeman's got a great tech sector. Billings has a ton of manufacturing. Each has its own kit of parts, but you know, I jokingly said I'm putting my money on Great Falls right now, but it's an exciting time, and I think it's true throughout all communities in the state right now. And like I said, we're in this moment of time of growth. It's an exciting time.
Well, we've had a great conversation on Voices of Montana this morning. Allison, Spencer, thank you both for joining the conversation. I do have a confession to make. I kind of miss being in the mix. Can you tell a little bit? I'm still working.
Economic development goes runs through your veins.
I'm still working on the retirement thing, but I just want to know what the heck's going on, who's driving that truck, and where are we headed? And I apologize if I got a little too zealous with that.
Great.
But I love the annual meetings. Fall annual meetings are so, because you engage with people and you share ideas, and it's just the dynamic nature of those meetings. So talk to us about that. Talk to us about MEDA, and then Spencer, tell us what the ambassadors are up to in the fall.
Yeah.
All right. Well, one of the coolest things about MEDA, like there's many cool things, but the organization is committed to moving the conference throughout the state of Montana, which I love. So this time we are in Sydney, Montana. We haven't been to Sydney since I think like 2013. So very excited to take the conference back to Sydney, Montana, September 22nd through 24th. And we are going to be talking about, you know, some of those topics that we expect being hot topics at the legislative session, just from like an education standpoint. So we're going to talk about water, you know, water rights, and we know non-exempt wells and all those issues will come up with the legislature. We're going to talk about we're working on a conversation around, you know, data centers of, you know, how do economic developers navigate this? We are also going to be talking about agritourism, opportunities and how businesses work with the defense industry. So it's a really varied agenda. We always do a couple tours too, so we get to see some really great projects in Sydney and convene. And so about 100 of us get together every spring and fall with MEDA members and others and really advance our professional development and also just talk about economic development as a field. So we're excited. We will be hammering through some of our policy work as well leading up into the 2027 session. But that's what we're up to this fall, and we're excited to have it in Sydney.
And the dates of your conference?
September 22nd through 24th.
Awesome. If you're in Sydney, call Allison.
Yeah.
We'll take you on a tour.
Yeah, for sure.
Spencer, how about you for the ambassadors? Your annual meeting includes some recognition and other things, and it's a pretty elaborate deal.
It is. It's great. So we're going to do our second year in a row up in Big Sky at the Wilson Hotel, kind of all encompassed in one place. You know, our panels are awesome because they range from, you know, national parks and recreation and public lands, to critical materials, to, you know, just kind of looking forward. The theme for this year is the next 250. So really where we sit, you know, as a state and where we're going. I just also caught wind that one of our panelists that includes Brock Testman and now the new president at the U of M will be on the same stage for the first time together. So that's exciting, which is cool. For us, it's one part programming during the day, some fun extracurricular activities up in Big Sky. And then we have our awards banquet and dinner that evening, September 15th, 16th. Tickets are available. We're selling out quickly because we cap it at 100 as well. Just to keep it intimate, but also fresh. We were very fortunate last year to have a really awesome group in the room, and we are hedging to have the same thing this coming fall. So super excited for that as we look ahead here.
Spencer, I was really intrigued when I started to do a little homework on this on our show today about the title, The Next 250. I mean, that's a lot. None of us will be around.
I'm going to be frozen. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I will live forever.
That long view, that's an important kind of long view perspective. And back to my original premise with our discussion was, what are we going to look like? And let's back it up a little bit. 250 is a little far. Yeah. But what are we going to look like in 10 years? And that's, so you're convening a really important forward-thinking conversation, which is what we need to do when we're building communities, building a state, building an economy, supporting local business, building infrastructure. Boy, what do we want that to look like in 10 years? And are we doing the right things to get where we want to be? Anything else either of you would add quickly about MEDA or the ambassadors? Anything else, Allison? I didn't ask you what you're excited about on the horizon economically. We've got about a minute to go.
All right. Well, I'm excited economically. I'm excited to see greater investment in infrastructure, honestly, because of the underpinning of that. And to me, that's housing. That's all the things that make it
Agreed.
So communities can be successful. To your other point of what I'm excited about, I'm going to put my ambassador hat on here for just a second. I'm super excited about the purple conversations that we have. We're a purple organization at Montana Ambassadors. And I'm excited because in that room, we will have discussions about tough topics in a way that's purple, right? Because we care about the state of Montana. We care about economic health, and we care about our future. And I think that's true at MEDA. That's true at Montana Ambassadors. And I think that's what's really special about Montana is that we can all take off our hats and be neighbors and have those purple conversations, and that's critical for the future of our organization.
Thank you, Allison Spencer, for joining me on Voices of Montana. Tomorrow, Todd O'Hare will join me for another great Voices of Montana.
Thanks for joining us for the podcast, and join us weekdays live from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. for more Voices of Montana on great radio stations all across our Treasure State.